Everything is always here. Mm-hmm. So I grab what I can.
Uh-huh. Do you ever take, like, we were just looking at the magazines, they have, like, National Geographic's from the 60s and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I left a collection from the 40s to the 70s when I left San Diego, because one of my friends had given me her father's collection, and that broke my heart. I mean, it really broke my heart to leave all of those. Plus, I did pick up an entire Encyclopedia Britannica, because I'm a teacher, so I thought, oh, God, you know, kids would really, really get into this. And they're like, it's not on the internet. I don't really care. It's like, I'm not on Wikipedia. And I said, you're not allowed to use Wikipedia, so don't even think about it.
Yeah.
So it's been, I mean, it's like the best, that and the gardening are the two best things about Baltimore.
Interesting. It's like, how are the books organized here? Like, let's say I wanted
random.
To, okay, so yeah. So like, if I wanted to say, like, let's just use an example, like, I want to find a copy of The Catcher in the Rye, like, do I just have to look
classic.
Through all the...
No, you go to the classic section.
Okay, and that's like...
And it's not in alphabetical order, but it's...
What subject matter?
Yeah. So that's pretty good. So, like, you can go to the classic section. Like, I just picked up a bunch of stuff by Trollope.
That's the second box, by the way.
Yeah.
There you go. Where's the first box?
In the car. It got too heavy. Yeah. It's like we have probably about 2,000 books in the house now. And that's wow. That's not enough.
I mean, it's impressive.
Never.
Well, because we just, what was it, like, you go to someone's house, if you're on a first date, what was it that we heard that? You go to someone's house, and you go on a first date, and there are no books in the house, and you leave.
isn't that John Waters' quote?
Did you just see that?
I recently saw that, yeah.
Did you see that?
What?
The filth?
What?
The filth?
No.
Oh, you have to get that on Netflix. It's okay. Just hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was.
I want to see some John Waters films being in Baltimore.
So. You haven't seen any John Waters films? I took my 15-year-old nephew to see Pink Flamingos, and his mother has never forgiven me. Because we smuggled him in, and he was, like, completely changed for the rest of his life.
Do you ever donate books here?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Cool. Ones that you got here, too?
Yeah, recycle them.
That's cool.
Because they don't say, don't return.
Yeah, might as well share with somebody else.
Absolutely.
So what makes this better than going to the library?
I can read those in the bathtub.
Ah.
Because actually one of the books that I have, which is The Caine Mutiny, which is an awesome book about World War II, and if you ever get a chance to see it's Humphrey Bogart. It's an absolutely fantastic movie, and it's wonderful. I mean, it's just like the best movie, and it's an awesome book. That was my mom's book. I dumped in the bathtub, and she reminded me of the one that I dumped in the bathtub that I just replaced here, the Cardinal. So you